It's Halloween, dear listeners. Time for a scary story. No ghosts and goblins, rather airline security. Joining us in our studio is day-to-day tech contributor Shenny Jardin. And a couple of days ago, Shenny, you sent us an email with this story.
That's right, Alex. A 24-year-old student in Indiana named Christopher Segoyan created a website where you can produce a fake Northwest Airlines boarding pass. Now, this could get you past security screening in the airport right up to the boarding gate. And he says he did this to draw attention to a security vulnerability that airlines and the government have ignored since 2003 when others first wrote about it.
It wouldn't have the right barcode on it, so you couldn't actually get on the plane, but it would get you right up to the point where you were about to get on the plane.
Yeah, where you're close enough to potentially do damage. On Friday, Congressman Edward Markey issued a statement calling for Segoyan's arrest and the takedown of the website. Now, that same day, according to Segoyan, FBI agents came to his house in the afternoon, and those agents returned late that night with a search warrant. They confiscated his computer and some other belongings. And the FBI also took the website down, but they did not arrest Segoyan.
Okay, well, he's done this because he sees this security flaw, and he wants to draw attention to it. And a number of computer security researchers now have come to his defense exactly on these grounds, yes?
Many believe that since this security flaw was first exposed all the way back in 2003 and hasn't been fixed, Segoyan should be commended. I spoke with Bruce Schneier. He's a computer security expert who, as far as I know, was the first to report the problem a few years back. In this case, he says writing about the problem wasn't enough. Someone needed to demonstrate the flaw and get various government agencies and airlines to pay attention.
My fear is that we're trying to scare people into not pointing out vulnerabilities. And once we do that, then the bad guys know them and they never get fixed.
Well, okay, this has gotten attention, but still, I'm a little uncomfortable with the idea of some website where you can print your own boarding pass.
Right, and it's not the intent that's at issue, but the way Segoyan went about it. One of his former professors at Johns Hopkins University is Avi Rubin, a computer security researcher, and he says he would have advised Segoyan to handle it differently.
I would contact the authorities, and I would say that I have created a private demonstration that I want to show them to explain why there's a vulnerability.
Okay, well, the FBI did go to his house Friday, and they took his computer. What is the FBI saying?
Right, they say that there's an ongoing investigation. They're probably looking at what he has on his computers, but as of yet, he has not been charged. The findings will be reported to federal prosecutors, and they'll decide what to do. Special Agent Wendy Osborne from the Bureau's Indianapolis office told me that getting help from the public is important, and especially from computer whizzes like Segoyan.
There's a lot of intelligent individuals out there that could assist law enforcement in its mission, and that would be something like referrals, contact us, let us know.
And I should note that Congressman Markey sort of backed off his earlier calls for Segoyan's arrest. He released a statement Sunday that while the website was a lousy way to make a point, the point was important. He said the government should hire Segoyan and not throw him in jail.
Day-to-day tech contributor Shenny Jardin with a Halloween scare story. Shenny, thank you.
You're welcome.